Lord, where are the examples in the Bible, New Testament, of women elders and ministers?
Not in there.
Appreciate that frank admission. Not only is it not in there, but the Bible specifically points out that it is forbidden. And here's the reasoning or the understanding from the Bible again. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3, it says, the man's head over the woman. That precludes a woman from being an elder because then she would have to be the head over men. You see how it would be backwards if she was an elder, because an elder is an overseer. Ephesians 5, husband is the head of the wife. So that means a woman could be an elder because then she would become the head over her husband, assuming he was a member of the congregation. 1 Timothy 2:11-12, the woman is not to teach nor usurp authority over the man. If the woman is the elder, that would turn that backwards, because then she would have authority over the man. That would turn that around. I think that's why the requirement is that elder be the husband of one wife, not the wife of one husband, because it's a leadership role, and the woman is forbidden from taking the leadership role.
Now let me say this. What I said was this.
Floyd, you can do this if you insist, right, but remember, we're supposed to take
time. No,
if you want to take the time, I'll let you.
No, that's all right. No, I think it's my prerogative as a moderator to step in here. Floyd, your comment came and Pat responded. So let's move to the next question. This is to both speakers. And Pat, so you will respond first. It is interesting to note that Paul says, I do not permit a woman to speak. Paul has also noted on occasion that I, not the Lord, says, please comment.
When Paul said in 1 Timothy 2, he didn't allow it. He said he was later in the same chapter that really he was speaking by inspiration. For example, in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 20, he said, I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. Well, he says, but does that mean it's okay? Because he says, that it's okay to have fellowship with devils? He says in Ephesians 4, 17, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Does that mean that it's okay to do that? Because Paul said, I say it? No. Paul was speaking by inspiration of God. So when he says, I say it, when he's speaking by inspiration, that's the same thing as God saying it. So there's no reason to make a big deal about the fact that he said, I.
Lord.
I don't believe that Paul would say today several things that he said then. If a slave ran away from his master's plantation now, I don't believe Paul would say to him, go back and be a slave. I don't believe that. As I indicated earlier, the Corinthian letter, both of them, were responses to problems brought to Paul's attention by people from Chloe's house. If they had never called these problems to his attention, you would never have had the first or the second Corinthian letter. Period. You can't get away from the fact that these scriptures were given, or letters were written, at a time that is not our time to address problems that are not our problems.
All right. Could I ask both of our speakers to remain up so we don't have to have the time people moving people back and forth? If we need chairs, we can do that. We need some.
But he's supposed to speak next again.
Okay. Lord, the question is, as Christians, is there anything that we are not, is there anything that we are not allowed to do if culture allows it?
There are some things that are morally wrong. They were morally wrong then, they are morally wrong now. One, of course, is you don't kill nobody. I don't care what culture says it, and I don't care what religion permits it. I don't care what country permits it, including this one. Including this one. I believe that war is immoral, it is wrong, and it is against everything that Jesus stood for. Period. And I believe that there are two principles that should guide the Christian's life. Two. One is love and the other is faith. Without faith, you can't please God, and without love, you can't know Him. And if you love God, you have to love others. Now, what does that mean? You cannot love God whom you have never seen and not love your brother that you see every day. And love, at least, agape love, is unconditional. You don't say, well, I love him, but he's a homosexual. I love him. But, ain't no but to love. You separate. I'm going. You separate the person's sin or problem from the person. You love the person, you embrace the person, and then you allow the unconditional love of God to transform them. God,
I will give an extra 30 seconds
okay.
to respond to this.
That's okay. I don't want to take that.
That's all right.
I just want to be fair. I want to be an impartial moderator.
Floyd, I've learned that Floyd can't help himself when it comes to this, so I just accepted it. He wants to respond to everything at the end and get the last word. I understand that. It's hard to control ourselves, isn't it? You know, I agree with everything that Floyd said in that 1 minute. Everything. Every word of it. And I would add this. There are some things that we might not do because of culture. And there are a lot of things we don't do because the Bible says. And how do you tell the difference? If the Bible regulates something, then we have to follow what the Bible says. If the Bible doesn't regulate it, then it's okay to do it. But it might be that because of cultural reasons, we don't do it. 1 Corinthians 8, Romans 14, it was all right to eat the meat, but we don't do it because we don't want to cause our brothers to stumble. See the example? Now, here's how this goes back to this debate. Does the Bible regulate whether or not women should speak in the church or teach or usurp authority over the man? If it does, then it's not a cultural matter.
15 seconds.
And it does, doesn't it? There should be no doubt that it does. The Bible regulates this, therefore it's not a cultural matter, therefore we have to abide by what God says. There we have it.
Pat, the question for you is, do you discriminate against people who believe but have not been baptized? Is baptism outdated? I don't know how this falls within this particular, but it's a question.
First of all, using that terminology, I discriminate against no one. No matter what. Not even homosexuals do I discriminate against. That's their terminology for how I believe about their condition. We don't discriminate against anyone. But we do teach what the Bible has to say. And it says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That still applies today. So people who have not been baptized to be saved are not saved. We don't discriminate against women in any sense whatsoever. But the Bible teaches that they're not to teach nor usurp authority over the man. So we teach that. And to the best of our ability, we try to enforce it in the congregation. And the Bible says a woman is not to speak in the church. To the best of our ability, we try to enforce it in the congregation. We can't control, though, what goes on in the Baptist church or the Pentecostal church down the road. All we can do is try to teach them.
I don't need to answer that. No. That has nothing to do with what I said. I don't need to respond to that.
Lord, the question is, were the African women who were naked from waist up immodest or sinning?
What I said was this. The scriptures do not define modesty. Culture defines modesty. And in that culture, it was immodest for women to wear blouses where their breasts were covered. In our culture, it is immodest for women not to have their breasts covered. That is why when the women got the blouses, they thanked the preachers for them, and then they cut two holes in them because in their culture it was immodest for them to cover their breasts.
you look at passages like 1 Timothy 2, 9 and 10 that talk about modesty, and then go back to Genesis 3 to try to determine what modesty is. Now, the Bible doesn't give us, I don't believe, the inches and anything like that, but I think the Bible makes it clear when you've gone too far. I believe that what he's talking about over in that country where they had nothing on the top would be immodest based upon God's Word, not based upon the culture. Okay? It's wrong. Just like a Hope Floyd would say a string bikini is wrong no matter what culture. And if you won't say that, then let's go to a nudist colony where the culture says it's okay to be completely nude. And we know that that violates the Bible no matter what the culture says. But Floyd's first comment is really more pertinent to this debate, and that is that he's saying, well, the Bible doesn't regulate it. Culture regulates modesty. Okay, now let's take that comment back to this question. But on the women preacher's question, the Bible does regulate it. 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35. This is not something that's only culturally regulated. It's regulated by the Bible. So it's not parallel, even if you're right about the modesty issue.
Brother Pat, this is a long question, so let me try to read it clearly. Brother Pat, if elders are men and they ask a woman to read scripture or lead a song because he can't sing, is she usurping authority over the man, the elder, who granted her permission to do what he told her to do? Or if she does not, or is she disobedient if she does not act upon the direction of the elder?
There are two points I would like to make. If he calls her to read the scripture in the assembly, then, first of all, then she's violating the passage that says she's not to speak in the assembly. And so, the elder, though he's in authority, cannot ask the woman to do something that violates the scriptures. For example, could he say, I'll authorize you to commit adultery, therefore it's okay? No, because it violates the scripture. What about steal? What about lesbian activity? What about sprinkling for baptism? Can the elder authorize the woman to do that? No, because it's against the scriptures. You see that? So he cannot authorize her to do anything against the scriptures. And the scriptures say that man is the head of the woman. She's not to teach nor usurp authority over the man. Therefore, that's why she cannot take the leadership role in the church.
Okay. Let me take a liberty here because there's only one part of this answered here. And I think the second part of this is she disobedient if she does not act upon the direction of the elder?
If the elder asks her to do something I believe is incorrect?
Is she disobedient? And I don't know whether this means to God or to the elder if she does not do what he asked her to do.
A lot of times we apply Acts 5:29 to whether or not we obey the government or not. It says, we ought to obey God rather than the men. We ought to obey the law of the land unless they tell us to do something that contradicts what God says. The elder is the overseer of the congregation, so the member should obey the elder, submit to him. But if he tells her to do something that's contrary to God's word, she must disobey him and obey God. Does that answer the question?
Right.
You can take 2 minutes on that report.
I don't need all that time. The answer, as far as I'm concerned, is no. Listen, let's just have some common sense here. Here are elders who are shepherding the flock, and they see the talent of this woman, and they say, listen, why don't you lead the singing today? Do you really believe that God would disapprove of that? Come on, please. Really? How is she usurping authority? She's not. And he says, well, you know, he didn't have the authority to ask her to do it. What does he have the authority to do? And I find it real interesting that the problem really is not the women doing it. I think it's this thing right here. Because he said several times, well, he can't get in the pulpit. Well, take this thing out the way and let's all sit around in a circle. Can she talk then? I've seen them do it all the time. And they feel free to do it. Because there's nobody standing up here with all this authority. What was the last part of that? What was the question?
If she does not do that, is she disobedient to the elder?
The answer is yes.
Right. We have a couple questions that were written, have been answered in the discussion, so I am not going to read those. They've already been answered. But this last one is to Floyd. Says, Brother Floyd has spent a lot of time telling what various scriptures do not mean. I would like to hear his explanation of what they do mean, i.e., 1 Corinthians 14:34.
Here, let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted, I can see it, permitted unto them to speak, for they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. All I said was this. At that time, under those circumstances, at that place, that was Paul's advice to them. Period. Would he say that today, given the fact that women, since 1920, have the right to vote? Women are holding offices in every phase of government. They're CEOs and owners of major corporations. They're bankers. They're Congress people, Congress persons. They're governors. Will be president of this country. They hold all kind of positions that will that affect the lives of men every day. You think that he would say that to them now? I don't think so. I just don't think so. Now, the scriptures remain the same, but they must always be interpreted in relation to the facts at the time that they are being interpreted. So the question for us is, what can women do now in 2006? Not what they did back then. And still be consistent with Jesus.
The scriptures must be interpreted in the light of the time they were written. Romans 1, 26 and 27. For this cause God gave them up into vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which is meat. You know, you go back 100 years ago, none of the gays would come out of the closet. But now, they're heads of businesses, president of corporations. What are some of the other things you just said about women? Go on, you know, whatever he says. One of these days, there's going to be a homosexual that's going to be the president of the United States. So I guess that means this is outdated. According to his reasoning. I guess it means that.